On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
What's up, friends? How are you feeling? Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy to have you here. 6 o'clock club. First, how are we feeling? Is it a tired Tuesday? Is it a mediocre Tuesday?
It was a confused Tuesday because I don't think you come up Clarkview the same direction I do. Mm-mm. So there's construction over there.
I do come up that part, yeah.
Okay. Did they let you drive over it or did they make you try to go around?
I drove up over it, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So at this point, it's like 4:50 a.m.
I come in a little later, so yeah. Okay. It was 5:57.
Okay. So I'm approaching. There's like lights, there's signs, all this kind of stuff. And I see this man at a stop sign, and I'm slowing down, and I stop, and he's like waving his arm at me because maybe he thought I didn't stop, you know? I'm also like, it's early, so I'm just trying to figure out where we're going, and it's all crazy. And I try to be as patient because obviously it's early for them. Who knows how late they've been out?
Sure.
And, you know, now cars are finally coming, so I'm sure they don't have it like necessarily figured out. And he's like, you got to go around. And at this point, there's like no obvious street to go around in this specific spot on Falls Road. Right. There's like parking lots. Right. And I'm like, is there a way for me to like actually go around and get on Clarkview? And he's like, yeah. You go back that way, make a left and whatever. And I was like, okay. And he goes, I don't want you to drive over this part because it's going to mess up your car. And I was like, all right. So I turn left. And this man literally directed me into a parking lot. There's no way out of this parking lot, okay? At this point, it's dark. No one's back there. I've never been in this parking lot. There's like a little alleyway. And I'm like, I cannot get out of this thing. So I come out the other side and now I'm like still on the road and he comes running up to me. And also the car behind me, like the car, there was another car that he told the same thing to do. They didn't know where to go either.
Keep in mind, it's 4 a.m.
So it's four in the morning. Like we, you know, and he's like, what are you doing? I told you to go that way. And I was like, there's no way out. And he's like, you're too pretty for this. Like, you can figure this out. And
that's what I was saying.
No, I go, I'm too tired for this. Pretty has nothing to do with it. You led me into the dark. Where am I supposed to go?
You're like, oh, so are you hitting on me? I'm not sure what's happening right now.
And then the man goes, listen, you have beautiful teeth. And I was like, sir, I am so tired. I cannot do this right now, please.
You have nice teeth, but like, this is not the time.
I literally was like, right now is not the time. I appreciate you, but like, I need to get to work. I am so tired.
Can I get your number?
I was like, what is happening? He goes, no, you know what? You're good. He literally said this to me. He goes, I'm not going to do this to your fine ass. I'm going to let you drive over the road.
No.
Yeah, he did. And he let me drive over. So then I was like, wait, was this all a part of your plan? Like, if I could have driven over the road this entire time, why didn't you let me do that 10 minutes ago?
Because I drove right over by it. No one talked about my fine ass teeth. No one. I just drove right over. I think he was just trying. That could have turned out way worse, by the way. I think that was a trap. Anybody listening right now, get hit
Did
on.
Did anyone get called a fine ass before 6 o'clock? Or was that just
anybody?
Me?
Anybody?
It's 30 degrees outside. My window's down. I was cold. Anyone else have that experience?
Anybody get hit on anywhere weirder than at a traffic or a construction zone?
A road?
Yeah, a road construction spot. Anybody get hit on where they think was weirder than a construction road spot? That's probably the weirdest spot I've ever heard. And like unnecessarily.
No.
Like it just seems like the worst.
It was like he was giving me direction and also putting in the pickup lines. He was like interweaving them to where I was like so thrown off.
Yeah.
And also it was just too early for it.
Doesn't need to happen here, sir.
It was too early.
I got hit on in a Staples with my 8-year-old daughter when we were school shopping.
Ew.
That's Nicole from Elkridge.
Read the room, buddy. We're talking about this because I just shared that I got hit on this morning at 4:45 a.m. just trying to get to work. And it was just so, it was just not it. I really feel in my bones there needs to be this unspoken rule that, like, no pickup lines until, like, after 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry.
And, like, literally with Jess, it was at a construction zone. Like one of the construction guys, like, stopped her, you know?
It's
like,
freezing, it's cold out. He's like,
you got nice tea.
Like, you fine ass and don't have a hair. And I'm like, sir, I'm literally just trying to get to work right now, please.
I got hit on at a Chuck E. Cheese once by a single mom. I don't know, it seemed weird to me. Okay, I mean, yeah, maybe not a Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, I don't know, though, like, is Chuck E. Cheese, is that a weird place to get hit on, you think, or...
I think it depends on the situation, you know, like if like they're like with their kid, maybe like not be like, hey, where'd you get that cheese pizza from? You know what I mean?
I don't even know how you strike up conversation.
Like read
there.
The room. And also like, you know, kids are running around. Like, how can you hear? Like, I'm trying to watch like robotic Chucky up here. Like, come on.
Hey, Courtney from Edgewood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where'd you get hit on? What happened?
Every Tuesday we would go to a fast food restaurant and he leaned through the window and told me I was beautiful. And every Tuesday he would try to get my number. Finally, I gave in and I said, can I see your ID to make sure you're even old enough to be hitting on me?
Wait, you gave in though. You gave in.
I did. I ended up getting his phone number, which led to Snapchat, but nothing ever occurred
not
of it.
The Snapchat.
It never went anywhere though. Why not? Why not? Did he ever reach out or vice versa?
He did, actually, and he was really trying to be smooth, but he was too childish.
Just didn't go anywhere,
not
huh?
the vibe.
No. Do you recommend it, though? I mean, obviously it worked, so do we recommend that everyone starts reaching out that works at fast food restaurants?
I mean, if you want to shoot your shot, just take a chance.
Yo, take a chance. Maybe. So fast food, yes. Construction zones, no. Okay, we're learning today. Thank you so much for that. 410-583-1065. We're talking about weird places that you got hit on. It just seemed like, why? Why here? Who's up?
This is Shannon in Bel Air.
Hey, what's up, Shannon?
Hi. So I was living in Germany at the time, and I got hit on when this guy pulled me over for suspected drunk driving, which I wasn't, by the way. And he was just like, American! He's like, you're so cute! And I was like, can I just take the Budweiser and show I'm not drunk and let's get on with our day?
Wait. He hit on you when you're literally taking a breathalyzer test?
Yeah, because I was American and I'm in Germany, of course. And he's just like, oh, so cute! He's
no.
like,
ew!
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's a little weird. Let's go with my day. Like, I'm not drunk. I'm not drinking and driving.
Yeah. Did you feel like you had to kind of play into it, too? I feel like I had to be like, well, I got to flirt with you back. Because, I mean, what
but she
I
wasn't.
Do right
but she
now?
Wasn't like, drinking and driving. So there was, like, she had nothing
I
to
mean, but still, that's
to defend.
Especially being in a different country. I'd be like, well, I got to do something here. This feels super awkward right now.
I mean, I kind of played into it a little bit. I was like, aw. All right.
Yeah,
but it was really awkward.
I love hamburgers and football. You know me.
That is incredibly awkward.
just a cute old American over here.
It was very awkward.
So awkward. Oh, it's funny.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The National Aquarium and Pratt Free Library announced the return of the award-winning local book club, Read to Reef, that's back for the spring. With the book club, Baltimore area kids in fifth grade and younger can read their way to free tickets to the National Aquarium. Now, you have until March 31st to go for the kids to go to any Pratt location, show their library card to get a Read to Reef bookmark, and then the readers have until June 15th to complete their reading and then visit the National Aquarium and get those free tickets. So you can get all that info at prattlibrary.org.
Number two.
The company behind Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 6 years. And this time, they plan to close all remaining stores in the U.S. for good. The clothing retailer that once really was the centerpiece in malls across America said it can't compete with fast fashion retailers like Shein and Temu, especially after online shopping boomed during the pandemic. Forever 21 said that its locations outside of the U.S. will remain open.
I used to always shop at Forever 21. That was like my go-to spot, even as like a 36-year-old male. I haven't really shopped there in a few years, so like I don't feel as bad, but I repped Forever 21. And it was always so weird. It was like me and like 18-year-old girls in there, like 15, 16, 17-year-old girls and
this
me.
This makes me sad, honestly.
It's probably good, though.
Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts forever.
Sad.
R.I.P. Forever 21. It was definitely an era. Definitely an era.
Number one.
Conan O'Brien is coming back to host the Oscars next year. Conan hosted the award show this year for the very first time, and he got amazing reviews online. This year's Oscars also had their highest viewership numbers in 5 years, drawing in almost 20 million viewers, and it got a ton of interactions on social media as well. Conan shared in a statement, "The only reason I'm hosting the Oscars next year is that I want to hear Adrian Brody finish his speech." Next year's Oscars are set for March 15th, 2026.
I wonder why they are announcing these acts so early. It is unusual,
you know, for the host to be announced that quickly and that soon, especially
right
after the award show took place. I think it is a tactic to keep viewership, to be honest.
Mm.
Like, I feel like since they had so much success with Nikki Glaser with the Golden Globes and obviously now with Conan O'Brien and the Oscars, since it went so well, they're like, hey, guys, we're bringing them back.
Don't forget about us. Like, please come back next year. None of us are really watching these anymore, so come on back, please. Maybe you're right.
This is Jess, and that's your... This is Jess, yeah. And the whole thing was brought to you by Goal Vision, so yeah.
Today is National Awkward Day, by the way, and these are the top five most awkward moments that you can have, according to Maryland. And I want to run through these. And first off, all five of these are going to make you cringe, like no doubt. But let's go through and see if these truly are the five most awkward, according to you as well. Okay, number five is... tripping, falling, or stumbling in public. Why do I get so awkward like that? Like, I'm sorry, my foot hits like a raise in the cement. Like, I don't know why we should feel so awkward about that, but I always do. Do you ever like fake?
It's awkward because like there's no way to stop it. I think the awkward is just a result of you being terrified that you just don't know how bad the fall is gonna be.
I just feel dumb, man. Do you ever like fake jog it off a little bit too? Like, oh, I meant to do that. You know, I meant to do like a little mini jog there. Okay. Now we're
no,
back.
No, I literally claim
again.
I literally almost died. Oh, sure, you because I freak out. Like, it's scary.
Number four, most awkward moment you go through is telling a joke and nobody laughs. Oh my God. Do you ever do that? That's basically the show with Jess.
Yeah. I was about to say, you do that a lot.
That's literally 30% of the show. It's like I just throw something out and Jess looks at me. And I'm like, okay, never mind.
Like, I'm sorry. If it's not funny, I'm not going to laugh.
So much. Number three, clogging a toilet like at somebody's house.
Oh,
and like
yes.
You can't.
I feel like that's probably at least top of the list. Probably like one of the most mortifying moments in your life, truly.
Can't find a plunger anywhere.
Especially
and you're like,
if it's someone that you don't know.
I know.
Like, what
you're
if
like,
you're a guest of someone else at this place that you've never been before?
What do I do? Like, do I like yell? Do I like text somebody? How do I get out of this? You know?
Scary.
Okay. This, like, you may have to go back a little bit. It may not be as bad. And we're talking about, by the way, the most awkward moments according to Marylanders. It's National Awkward Day. Watching a movie with your parents, or maybe hear like listen to music and like they talk about like SEX, you
not
know?
SEX,
yeah, and like
not
they
spelling it out,
you know what I mean, and like and there's like a lovemaking scene comes on, you know, and
yeah.
Like,
I'd say movies for sure. Music, not so much, just because I've always listened to inappropriate music,
yeah,
like growing up. So,
yeah. But like, what? Even like as an adult,
movies are weird.
Even as an adult, like even like my mom's here and visiting, and like an SEX scene comes on, and I'm like,
what?
I still act like I don't really know what's going on. Like,
are you serious?
What are they doing, mom? Like, what is that? Like, I don't even know what they're doing right now. It's so weird to me.
Which is so surprising because your mom is so open about that stuff.
But
she was like, I was at Studio 54 player.
I don't.
That's
like,
how she talks too.
I don't want to talk about
She's
it.
She's like, I used to be in the streets
in
New York.
Want to know. You want to guess what number one is? The most awkward, according to Marylanders.
I would have thought the toilet thing.
Ready for this? Gossiping about someone over text and then realize you're texting them. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
There's nothing worse. You look down. Everyone think about that feeling for 1 second. When you look down at your phone and you realize that you're actually texting that person.
I refuse. I don't. Like, I'll call you. And for that reason alone, I don't want nothing on my phone.
God, it makes me sick to my stomach, man. It's just the worst feeling ever. Is there anything of you on the internet that you wish that you could get rid of, but you cannot? Like, that's the problem, man. They say, like marriage is forever. The real thing that really is forever is the internet.
Yeah.
Like, it just never goes away. And, like, kids listening, please listen to your Uncle Creams for a minute. It literally never goes away. Mm-hmm. So whatever you are posting.
And like, it's scary, and you think you'll forget about it, and then it somehow finds a way to pop up again.
Jess just talked about how Conan just got re-signed to host the Oscars again next year. That's really good for Conan. Every time I hear the word Conan, I get like this little chill down my spine.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get me wrong, I'm a huge Conan fan, but I made a mistake 10 years ago. My ex-wife and I had an opportunity to go see a show, and this is when he was hosting the late night show. And we decided to make a sign. Because
To
purposely be on his television show.
You wanted to get called out, yeah.
We wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in the day,
you ask and you shall receive.
you were like able to be on television, and it'd be on the television for a fleeting moment, and it'd be cool to like for your friends to see, and then no one would ever see it ever again. But then the internet came around, and that moment would live on forever.
Yes.
Well, we made a sign that said, I would leave my husband for you. I would leave my husband for you. And that sign was held up for Conan and was shown that night on television. And here, I'll play the moment for you. Listen.
Are you with your boyfriend tonight? That's your husband. She just held up a sign that says she will leave you for me. That's got to be the shittiest thing I've ever seen.
Happy anniversary, dude. Happy anniversary, pal. Oh, yeah.
It's our anniversary, too. So it was our anniversary trip that we were in California for. So
yeah.
10 years later and 5.2 million views and I forget 8,000 comments later where I'm still getting roasted for. Mm-hmm. I wish that would just go away.
Yeah.
I wish it would go away. Yeah. But I can't. I don't have access to that clip. I can't delete it. It's out in infamy forever in the internet world. Is there anything, Jess, that like you wish you could delete off the internet that like you just don't have access to anymore?
Yes. It's something that you did to me.
What?
I Kramer at our old radio station, Kramer literally forced me to go through a haunted house and attached a GoPro to me. And as a lot of you know, like, I don't like scary things at all. And I think a lot of people think that it's like a ha ha ha. Like, I'm starting to breathe. My breathing is getting messed up just even thinking about it right now. It's not a funny ha ha ha. Like, it literally is. It breaks me down. And yeah. So he forced me to go through this haunted haunted house. I don't want to hear the audio. And I go through this thing because he thought it was going to be like the funniest thing ever. And I kept telling him, like, it's not going to be fun. Like, I'm literally going to have a meltdown. And I had a massive panic attack inside the haunted house. And I dropped to my hands and knees and I couldn't move. And thank God, my best friend at the time was with me. He literally had to pick me up off the ground and carry me out. And I was messed up for weeks. I had nightmares for weeks. And he thought it was the funniest thing. And he played the audio on the radio and they posted the video. And it's with a different company. So that is
that
out
where it is?
Into the world.
Saying, where is
there's
that video
there's
now?
No control I have, but that is out there of me. And I still to this day despise you for doing that to me.
The bad thing is those videos now are going to get so many more views now that we're talking about them. Is there something for you, though, that like lives on in internet infamy now and like you just can't delete it?
Is this a genius hack or just plain insanity? Because a couple's laundry controversy has started a debate online about the right way to do it. So this woman posted a video on TikTok calling out her boyfriend for the way he handles the detergent when washing a load of laundry. So what he does is he fills up the cap from the detergent and literally throws the entire thing, detergent and cap, into the washer with the clothes. His girlfriend captioned the video "mental behavior in the house tonight" because she's certain that this way of doing it is not normal. Now, there are thousands of comments on this video. It's gone viral, and some people thinking that this man is completely crazy. But there are a lot of comments taking his side because apparently there are a lot of people who don't think his way is weird because they do the same thing. They claim that tossing the cap of the laundry detergent into the washer keeps it clean and it uses every bit of detergent. Have you ever heard of this before?
Why would you throw it in there?
Wait, is this not make any sense? Because in my mind, I'm like, wait, would it melt in the washer?
I mean, apparently not. If he's doing it, apparently. I that's the first thing I thought.
Automatically, I'm like, wait, is that not going to, like, something going to happen?
That was my first thing, too. Okay, now, there's a lot of things, though, that I feel like I don't realize that people do because I've done it the same way my whole life.
Yeah.
So does it make sense to, because now that I hear that, I'm like, okay, does it, if my cap is always.
No, it's always gross.
Crusty, yeah. And like nasty.
I wash it out every time, but that part is a nuisance. But then also too, a concern of mine is wasting the detergent because a lot of it stays on the cap and like you can put it upside down and only so much is going to go back into the bottle itself. But
right.
I guess the reasoning makes sense. The cleanliness of the cap
clean.
And then also to utilize actually every single drop of detergent. But like, who is doing this in real life?
If that's you, because maybe you've been doing this and you don't think it's weird, will you text us? Chelsea, Bel Air, good morning.
Good morning.
Wait, so your mom does this?
Yes, it drives me crazy. She's always done it. Now that I own my own house and do my own thing, she does laundry occasionally. And she'll throw it in there. And it drives me nuts. Because I find it in the dryer because I forget to take it out.
No. So because in the dryer, it'll definitely melt or like mess clothes up, right?
It honestly, it hasn't, but I'm still like, all right, what is it? It's really high heat, so I get a little worried.
Yeah.
But it's so obnoxious. It drives me crazy.
I guess that's the biggest issue with it.
Is like, forgetting to take it out?
I don't have a problem with it going from the, you know, you putting it in the wash.
But yeah.
I think that would be 100%, I guarantee you, 100% of the time I would forget to put it, take it out before I put it into the dryer.
But wait, Chelsea, so your mom has always done laundry this way? She's always thrown the entire cap with the detergent inside the washer?
From what I can remember, yeah.
Maybe
I think what's blowing my mind is, like, why am I tripping? Why have I never known to do that? Like,
well, better question.
Are you supposed to, like, how did she know to do that?
Did all of our parents do this?
No.
Maybe did our generation just not learn the skill? You
my
know,
parents,
like,
my parents have, I've never
are
ever.
Are you sure?
Seen, yes, I'm okay. Definitely sure. I've seen
are
them do
sure?
laundry, and I also had to do laundry from a very young age. And when they taught me, never once did my mom ever tell me to throw the whole thing inside the washer. So that's why I'm like, am I late on this? Like,
know,
is it even
this
a hack?
Weird.
Is it just the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah, strange. I don't know. It's weird.
When I heard you guys say that, I was like, oh my goodness, they are speaking to me.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Hey, see if you can answer these questions. 7 trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas. And then just warm yourself up, because one day I want you to call and play this game live and see how you do, okay? Caller number 10 is up today, and who is this?
This is Brian.
Brian!
Hey, Brian!
What up?
Am I 10?
You're number 10, my guy.
Let's do it.
Let's friggin' go. Man.
I've also got Calvin and Killian here.
Calvin, Brian, and Killian, what up?
Calvin.
How we doing?
Killian.
We're doing pretty good, I think.
We need a winner. We need a winner. I feel good. Honestly,
sorry,
like,
I got to put you on speed.
Okay, cool. Yeah, for sure. I feel like we need a winner today. I feel like we're really narrowing in. Like, the last couple of days have been so close. Today feels like a great day for us to be able to knock this out. You know how this goes, right? Jess, explain how we play this game. Let's play for this $1,000.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Brian, Calvin, and Killian, you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000
in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. How many continents are there on Earth?
7.
Correct. Question number 2. What is the name of Sherlock Holmes' assistant?
Watson.
Correct. Question number 3. Who headlined the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show alongside Shakira?
Pass.
Question number 4. In what city would you find the Eiffel Tower?
Paris.
Correct. Question number 5. Which artist released the song Blinding Lights?
The Weeknd.
Correct. Question number 6. Who played Iron Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Robert Downey Jr.
Correct. Question number 7. What is the square root of 144?
12.
Correct.
Question number 3. Who headlined the 2020 Super Bowl halftime show alongside Shakira?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah!
In free Dash and gas.
That's it. Yo, Brian, I just knew it.
Wait, everybody, sorry.
Yo, the whole crew, how we feeling?
How we feeling, everybody?
Finally!
Yay!
I have to mention that Sigma Teen was also in the background, probably helping us win.
Yo, that's incredible. And you guys,
we've got the whole family on, you guys. Congratulations.
You guys did it, man. And that's how it's done. It's been a second, y'all. It's been a second since we had a winner. It's been, I think, close to 2 months
since we had somebody knock this out.
Oh, man.
And now Brian and Calvin and Kelvin, you guys pull it off, and you guys have won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So can we go 2 days in a row? Tomorrow we'll come back, man, and we're going to try another 7 questions. It could be you. It's happened before. We've gotten 2 in a week, so we'll try it again tomorrow, man. Brian and crew.
Since they won, does that mean the kids get to stay home from school?
I think so. I think that's the agreement. I think everyone...
I could have sworn.
I think it's a Maryland rule that we get the whole day off.
I don't know.
Work, school, everyone gets to go home today.
I don't know. I remember.
I'm scared. Actually, sometimes when we say stupid things on the radio, like one person's going to hear that.
We didn't make that up. It was them. We didn't say. I thought that that's what he said that one time.
We're going to get a call from like Baltimore School Board being like, hey, we got calls from parents saying y'all 70 kids get to go home to school today. No, that's not a real thing. Hey, yo, crew, congrats. Tomorrow we'll come back. 7 new questions, y'all, every day. Another chance, $1,000, free gas. Come on back. Dashin's a great sponsor. If you're going to get gas somewhere, you're going to get food somewhere, make it be Dashin, because they support this game. If you love the radio station, if you love the game, support Dashin, right?
Yes, no, they have top tier performance gas, and that means fuel at Dashin meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top tier gasoline at Dashin.
Hey, tell me, would you have kept this $100, man? We're talking $100 free dollars, or would you have turned it down? Because I'm struggling morally with this situation. This is a Kramer Karen follow up.
If this is about the pan, I'm going to leave.
It's about the pan.
Ugh, I'm over it.
I can't believe we're talking about a frying pan like weeks later, but we're talking about the frying pan this morning, y'all. But it's a different saga with a frying pan.
Is it the same pan?
It's same pan, same situation.
What more could you be doing to these people?
I don't know how this frying pan has brought so much
poor
stories.
Poor people.
Okay, really quick, who is Kramer Karen for those that don't know, Jess?
Kramer Karen is a terror. He's terrifying. Anytime that Kramer does not get what he wants the way he wants it, he turns into this alter ego that we've named Kramer Karen, and he will not stop at anything. He will terrorize anyone that gets in his path in order to get what he wants.
I was yelling at a company last night over a $7 restocking fee they were trying to charge me at like 8:30. I was like, what the hell is this about? Anyway, that's me. So long story, there was a pan that I felt like
after a year that you had used it. No, let me tell the real story.
Okay.
Kramer scammed this company and literally had this pan for a year. He did not use it properly. So he calls this company and was like, you owe me a new pan, even though I owned it and the wear and tear is all mine.
Well,
give me my new pan now.
So they basically, I don't know if I use the pan right or not. We don't know. There's no video evidence if I use the pan right or not. They can't prove it right or wrong. So they didn't want to give me a new pan. I said, you will give me a new pan.
Mm-hmm.
And after a lot of arguing back and forth,
after the one full year of use is like so crazy to me.
They said, sir, we'll give you a new pan, but you got to come down to DC to get it.
Good for them.
And I said, damn.
Good for them.
I live in Columbia. That's a hell of a drive, but I've argued for so long.
You have to go get it.
I got to go go get it because now it's principle, right? Yeah. Like, I have to go get this new pan.
You've been yelling at them for weeks. At this point, it's like, that's just, you just need to end their misery.
Right. Well, and to like prove my point of like, all right, like, I'm going to get this damn pan. Like, I'm coming to get this pan. So over the weekend, I drove down and I got this pan. Now, keep in mind, I've been arguing with corporate. And the store that I went to had no friggin' idea what I was talking about,
right? Of course not.
The corporate people said, well, tell the local people what's happening. Don't worry about it. I walk in, of course, the local people have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman that I'm talking to at the local store, she is lovely, by the way. There's no arguing going on. I just explained the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes out and she gives me a brand new pan. And she's like, by the way, when did you buy this? And I was like, it was
a year ago.
It was about a year ago. And she looks back at the price and she was like, oh, okay, so it was about $100 back then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just here's your pan, and I'll give you your $100 back.
Why? Oh, honestly, probably just so they never have to look at your face ever again.
She thought, please don't ever call us ever again. She thought that corporate agreed.
Oh, to
for
give
some
you money?
Reason to give me money and. To give me a pan. Now, corporate never agreed to that. Corporate barely agreed to give me a pan after like months of arguing. They barely agreed to give me a pan.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, she just was going to just give me the pan and my money back for some reason.
Yeah.
So I reached for my wallet.
Yes.
I grabbed my credit card.
And you took them.
And I had that moment. You like literally, you know, that moment where you have like the devil and the angel sitting on your shoulder.
Uh-huh. Is there an angel there?
It's like devil and a little bit lesser of a devil.
Okay. That's nice.
And I really debated. I was like, should I? Like, this feels completely wrong.
I've literally made 5 people cry in the last 3 weeks of screaming
I'm
at
sure
them.
Many people have quit their job because
I'm
of me
sure
over
your
this.
Phone number and email is flagged. Am I going to take money from this place?
Would you have also taken your money back, even though they never agreed?
Your money back? It was a gift. Are you going to give that money back to your mom?
Keep in mind, my mom gave me that as a gift.
Are you giving her that money? The one that who works for you for
Jessica,
free and has
I'm,
done for
I'm
years?
I'm not going to tell you I'm not going to tell you yet, did I take the money or not. Would you have taken the money or would you have just taken the pan? Be honest.
Okay. You?
What? No.
If
what
I
would
did
you
what
have
you
done?
Did?
What would you have done?
If I
what
was
would
you,
you have
and
done?
Did what you
no,
did?
You. What would you have done? Would you have taken the money?
Corporate
never agreed to that.
If she offered me the money,
yeah.
I would have taken it and given it back to my mom who bought me the pan. Wow, and I'd be like, hey, mom.
You're terrible.
They gave money back and I got a new pan.
I didn't take the money back.
You're
I
lying.
Take the money back.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
You're saving
I didn't take
face.
The money back.
I
swear to God I didn't take the money
Everyone
back.
Everyone, he's lying. He literally
that's
has the
demonic.
Money. I can see it all over his face.
I would never take the money back.
He's saving face for radio.
I would never
He doesn't want to get caught. No, he literally has the money on his card right now as we speak.
I don't have the money.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't take the money You're back, y'all. I swear I did not.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever found out you were blocked by someone but had no clue when and why it even happened in the first place?
Oof. When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Oof. Yeah, it's the worst.
It's awkward.
You like go back to their page, like, user not found. You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Nieces Know Best. If you don't know what this is like a weekly little soap opera. Think of, or more like a family sitcom. Get those vibes in your mind for a second. And let us introduce you to Jess's nieces. Who are these ladies?
I'm super close to my family. So every week I talk to my nieces, Abby, who's 13, and Maya, who's 10, just about different things that are going on in my life because I feel like kids are the most honest and transparent, and especially teenagers, you know, a new teenager here in the house, she's just going to tell you how it is. And recently I discovered, it was news to me, that someone blocked me, but then they changed their mind and then unblocked me. And so I want to ask the girls what they think this even means.
Okay, so I need your guys' opinion on this situation. So I just found out that someone blocked me on Instagram. I went to go show my sister. And then when I went back to their account, I was magically unblocked for some reason. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what do you think that means? Abby, you go first.
Do you know who this person is off the top of your head?
Yeah, this was like an old friend of mine.
I think maybe they didn't want your content on their feed and to think about you.
Yeah.
So they blocked you. But maybe now they're not upset about it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maya, what do you think about this situation? What do you think that means?
Okay. I'm guessing maybe it's because the person who blocked you either was mad at you, holding a grudge, or just wanted attention.
I think that as well. But like now, I'm not going to lie, I'm irritated. It makes me like want to block them. Is that petty? Like, should I just leave it alone?
Well, maybe.
Well, I'm not mature, so I would do the same thing.
But Ab, you think I should just like let it be?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. I think both of you have made really good and valid points, and I just need to think about it. I love you. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll include this in the video that we'll post in, you know, in a little bit, but Maya was like, no. Block them, delete them, they're done.
I love how like the kids are like, man, I'm not sure, like maybe take the high road in some of the stuff. And you're like, should I like retaliate?
No, Abby is taking the high road.
As a teenager.
Maya's like, absolutely not. Return the favor.
I don't know, man. I feel like social media brings out the worst in us. You know what I mean? Like, well, I mean, how about this? How would you handle this? If that person walked in the room today, what would you do? What would you say?
I literally asked them to their face, yo, what's the deal?
But you'd have a conversation. You wouldn't like lock the door. You wouldn't lock the door and not have them come in.
Yeah.
That's the point. Like, I feel like we just get so nasty on social media. Now, would I block them back on social media? Probably. I would do the same thing. I'm not saying take my advice, though.
Yeah.
I'm saying take the 13-year-old's advice.
Yes.
And that's why we do Nieces Know Best.
It's true.
Because as adults, we don't give good advice either.
It is true.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Nieces Know Best. Kids know better. What do you want?
Have you ever had a co-parent go against your wishes when it comes to raising your kids? And how do you handle that situation? And then imagine if it was completely broadcasted in front of the entire world to see. Kim Kardashian is reportedly considering modifying her joint custody agreement with Kanye West after he released a song featuring their daughter, North West, without her consent. Kardashian is now debating taking legal action to strip West of joint legal custody, though she still wants him to have a relationship with their kids. But she allegedly sought an emergency hearing after learning Kanye planned to feature North on a song with rapper Diddy, but West ignored their agreement and released the song anyway. Kim actually trademarked North's name in order to stop the song from being released, and Kanye's response was, quote, amend it or I'm going to war and neither of us will recover from the public fallout.
Like, I don't care what you're going through with your ex right now in custody. I doubt there's anybody right now in Maryland that's got the same kind of custody issues. Can you imagine, like, a Diddy track? Like, Jess doesn't tell me the stories, by the way, before we get into these, so I don't usually am privy on these situations. I didn't realize it was a track with Diddy.
It's with Diddy, and it's with his son, King Combs. And then in the beginning of the song, it's an interaction between Kanye West and a phone call from Diddy calling from prison. And he has his daughter on the song. And allegedly, when Kim had called this emergency court situation,
yeah, right,
to have them online, right?
Right.
He agreed not to release the song. And then he went back on his word, released the song. Thankfully, it's been taken down, but it's still on YouTube.
Oh, is it right now?
Yeah, it's still on YouTube if you want to listen to it. And I think, obviously, this is on a scale that none of us can relate to, because it's like, it's literally the fact that you even have to say North's name in the same sentence of wondering if she should be on a song or not with Diddy right now, who's literally in jail for sexual allegations, is like, what in the world are you even thinking? But in the relatable sense, there has to be so many situations that people are in when it comes to a co-parenting situation.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, How do we make a decision on this?
Yeah.
You know, and I feel terrible for Kim Kardashian when she's trying to protect her daughter, and she's dealing with someone who's just not thinking clearly. And at this point, also putting your daughter in danger. Like, at this point, his daughter, North, is so excited to be making music, and she's so excited to be doing something. Anyone is so excited to be doing something that they can bond with their dad over. Right. And at this point, I think she's like 11 years old. No one knows her recollection. I mean, I hope she doesn't know everything that's going on, you know, with Diddy and everything like that. But like, when this poor girl turns 18 and she looks at what situation her name and her music was put in with someone who's literally in jail right now, when you're looking to your parent to protect you.
I think that's the, any of my divorced parent friends, none of them, I don't think any of them actually get along with their partners. And so having to sort any of this stuff out, nothing obviously to this scale, but, shout out to anyone going through this kind of stuff right now.
It's hard.
At any level. Yes. You know, I think this is maybe that reminder this morning. So
absolutely.
Hi, Jackie from Timonium. Am I a bad mom because I won't let my mother-in-law take photos with my son?
Well, this is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. I think we need to know more about this.
Yeah.
It's that time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged a little bit here. Jess, what are we doing?
Parents call into the show and let us know a situation when someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just kind of take a step back and try to look at the situation and see really what was going on.
So, Jackie, why don't you let it happen, I guess?
You know, my son, he's two, and he is very friendly and loving with everyone in our family. But with my mother-in-law, he's very standoffish. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times that she's coming over, she just really wants to take photos with him to post on social media.
Okay.
And it just got to the point where that's what she was focused on. She doesn't show any actual interest in him. And I think he can feel that, too. He doesn't want to take the pictures with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to her, I think we're going to not do any photos anymore. We'll take all the photos, but we don't want anyone taking photos with him. We told her that, but it's really just directed towards her.
Yeah.
And she pulled my husband aside and she said, I don't know what your wife's problem is.
Uh-uh.
And all I want to do is love my grandson, and I am entitled to taking photos with him and showing people my grandson. He's my grandson. A good mom would let a grandmother be involved. And she just pretty much went off about me to my husband. Some other not so nice things that I won't go into.
Yeah,
but basically,
yeah, yeah.
I'm a terrible mom for denying her the opportunity.
She wants to get those likes up.
She'll come over, take photos with him, and then ignore him the rest of the time she's there. And it's like, why don't you just spend time with him?
Interesting.
Like, all you care about is looking like a good grandma. You're not actually being a good grandma.
Well, here's the question. Do other people get to take photos with him and post them on social media?
Well, yeah, because, you know, if he wants to take photos with them and he likes them, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not fine with her just trying to do it to be like, hey, look at what a great grandma I am. I mean, you're not.
So you're saying other people act like they're good relatives and people in his life, and they post like they're good relatives in their life. She doesn't act like a good relative, but she posts like she is.
Yeah, I mean, if, like, for example, my sister comes over all the time, and they have a really good relationship. If she's going to post a picture of him, I'm totally fine with that because she's very involved in his life.
I mean,
if you're not going to have a relationship with him, he's clearly not going to want to
He doesn't want to sit and smile next to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
she's like an influencer grandmother at this point, bro. Like, this is wild.
She really tries to be, yeah. She wants her friends to think she's the best. If that's your whole thing, then no, like, you can't just exploit my son.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Okay, well, let's chat about this. So Jackie's saying, hey, listen, I'm okay with people posting pictures of my kid, no problem. Like, if you're in the family, that's cool. My mother-in-law, not so much, because it kind of feels like she just comes over and tries to, like, take a bunch of pictures of him and post them on social, like she's his great grandma, but in reality, not so great. She takes offense to this. She told my son all these things about what terrible mom I am for that. But is that really the wrong move to say that one person in the family can't post pictures? What do you think? I mean, 410-583-1065.
I don't think you're doing anything wrong because you're basing it all on your son's comfortability.
Let me defend her for one second because I can speak on this a little bit. As a uncle that lives far away.
You're long distance.
I'm long distance and I don't get a chance to like see my niece and nephews that often. And so sometimes when they see me, they're kind of like...
They don't. Yeah, they're a little standoffish.
Who is this man?
But do you think it's kind of like messed up for you to force them to automatically be at the level they are with maybe some other family members just because you're there for the weekend. You know what I mean?
But I definitely want to get pictures with them. I don't think that would be the best parenting, though, in my opinion. What do you think, though? 410-583-1065. Jackie has set a new rule in her household that says, hey, everyone can take and post pictures of my kid except my mother-in-law, because my kid honestly doesn't feel comfortable and, like, she doesn't come around that often. Like, is that fair? Is that, like, the right thing to do? Let's go to Miranda and Dundalk. Hi, Miranda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Does this seem like the right move to make or no?
This is absolutely the right move to make. My blood is boiling because of this grandmother. Right now, it's very reminiscent of these, like, family influencers that you see online all the time, where they just take these pictures for clout because, like, oh, look at my kid this, my kid that.
Yeah.
And then, like, they leave the child alone, right? So I don't think they actually care for the child. They just want to be the, like, best grandmother online.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, a big safety thing for me, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just think that, like, because, again, I only get to see my niece and nephews a couple times a year. And so, like, I guess you could kind of argue the same thing. Like, they don't really know me that well either. So, like, would it be fair? I mean, they get like a little awkward around me for a while. You could say I only get a couple pictures when I go over there too. You know what I mean? So, like,
but if they're willing to do that, that's one thing. But her son clearly doesn't want to do it. And to be honest,
like,
they don't
love taking pictures of me either. But I'm like, yo, we got to take a picture. I only get to see you.
I think that's kind of messed up if the kids don't want to do it.
But then
to be
I would
honest.
Never get a picture with them ever.
Well, don't. But is
then let her take pictures and then don't post it online.
Wait, take pictures and don't post them on. Oh, so take them,
yeah,
but don't
just
post
pictures
them.
Pictures for their own personal scrapbook.
Okay.
But don't post anything online.
I mean, okay. It could be a possibility. All
I
right.
Mean, we're basically testing grandma to see if she actually wants to fuck with herself and not the post.
How much do you really want to put them in your scrapbook then, granny? 410-583-1065. We'll talk to Brian in Westminster. Hey, Brian, good morning. She is saying that, hey, I'm letting every single person in the family take and post pictures except for my mother-in-law. Is that the right move?
I don't think it is. I think there's, you know, just from a third party, I think there's more to this story. I don't see how a two-year-old can make that decision about who he wants to have pictures with and who he doesn't want to have pictures with. You know, I think she has every right as a grandmother to have those pictures taken.
Okay.
You know, tomorrow is never promised.
Yo.
So, you know, take the photo.
Yo,
you know, and you know, we can't just assume that she's doing this. And you know what? If she's doing it for that reason, then so be it. But at least there will be photos of him with his grandmother.
That's true.
Yes, exactly. Later on in life, he might want these pictures.
Okay, respectfully. Okay, yes. Respectfully, I would like to go back to the comment about a two-year-old doesn't know. I disagree with that because I think kids know who they like and who they don't. And sometimes, yeah, I really do. And sometimes in the beginning, the relationship isn't the same until you get older. There's a lot of family members that I have seen my cousins get closer to over the years. But early on in their younger years, there's certain people that they're just not feeling. And I feel like to push them onto people is messed up. I think kids are very aware when they like somebody or not.
Can't speak on. I'm not sure. Let's do one more call. Who do you want to go to?
This is Megan on 1 in Glen Burnie.
Megan, is she making the right move by saying only grandma is not allowed to take and post pictures? Is that the right move or the wrong move?
So I think it's the right move that she's saying that she can't take and post pictures, but with what she told her saying that we're going to take the pictures from now on, let's not have anybody take pictures, and then so grandma goes on and sees that other people posted pictures, it's going to cause a lot of problems with the grandmother.
Right. Yeah. I think maybe that's the problem here is, like, it's just going to cause the action itself is going to cause a lot of issues in the family. You know what I mean? Like, that's where no matter what your feelings are, the issue here is, like, what the ripple effect it's going to cause in the family, I think, is. And I think that's kind of what the call is. We look through the call log. That's what most people, like, they were seeing here is that most people are saying that, like, it was kind of like the wrong, maybe the overall wrong effect to make here that you're trying.
Well,
you know
what? I can appreciate their opinion, but at the end of the day, this is my son.
Yeah.
I'm going to protect him. And my belief is that if children don't want to take pictures with someone, they should not have to take pictures with them. It doesn't matter who they are, whether it's your mother-in-law, your sister, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, but I appreciate everyone who shared their opinions.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.